Hear us, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Awaken your might, come and save us. Restore us, O God, make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. O Lord God Almighty, how long will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears, and you have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us a source of contention to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, O God Almighty, and make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. Psalm 81-7. You, Lord, are righteous and just in these days towards this nation that has turned its back on you. It sacrifices its children to the altar of death, abortion, public schools in their agenda, and the acknowledgement and the propagandizing of immoral sex. They teach the young to question the basics of life and are quick to help them destroy their bodies and mind. With the nation of Israel, when the Assyrians came and conquered, they saw their enemy at the gate, and they confronted them when they were attacked. Today, Lord, the enemy has presented itself as a friend, as a neighbor, as a savior. Oh, I'm not here to hurt you, but to help to make your life easier. Let me teach you and encourage idleness in your heart, your mind, and your body. Everything I do for me. I do for you. Trust me, give me everything I want, and I will make sure that you have everything you need, want, too. How far the nation has fallen. Psalm 80 in verse 5, you have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made us a source of contention to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Because of her turning away from God, Israel found herself in a state of hopelessness. And that is how many feel today when they look around. They struggle to pay monthly bills. They put food on the table, to put food on the table. They are worn down from worry and trouble. They cannot see themselves as part of the problem. But are they, see, a victim of the problems? The psalmist, though, did not give up hope. His prayer began, "Restore us, O God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved." And he continues in verses 17 through 19, "Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the Son of Man you have raised up for yourself, and then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God Almighty, and make your face shine upon us that we may be saved." It starts with each of us, individually, and then it becomes collective. We must be reminded again and again that the faithfulness of man can be called into question. As Scripture said, "Then we will not turn away from you," but yet time and time again, people would turn from God. They, to this day, the people of Israel, are still looking for Messiah to come. Even when he walked among them physically, they could not see their way to keep this vow, this promise to him. But we will find in God that he is and will be faithful till the end. And that which was prophesied was fulfilled. And if he has started a good work in you, saving, renewing, restoring, reviving you, then he will complete the work that he started. But what can be said of you? How difficult will you make this journey? How much will you give over to him of yourself? And how much pain will you call down upon yourself as you wander off and go your own way when you do not agree with God and his plan for you? Let go that which binds you, and grab hold of he who can set you free, and embrace that freedom. It's not burdensome or worrisome, but freeing. Many have never felt what it is to be free in Christ Jesus, even those who claim to bear his name, because they hold on to what needs letting go of. Don't relish in sympathy as a victim. That's a prison that has strong bars and deep, thick walls. And do not yield anger like a knife, cutting everything that comes across your path because you refuse to seek understanding, to talk, to let go the victimhood you have been thrust into. Take every thought captive. This means putting on your big girl or your big boy pants and saying no to the pacifying way the world wants to raise you as a prideful hashtag me, angry, let's not really deal with the issue but make it about something else attitude. You remain a victim because you have adapted to its surroundings and change scares you and the world wants you to feel like you have no choice, that there is no hope, and that you will never be more than you are at this moment. But don't believe the lie. Don't be deceived. Don't buy into what they're telling you. There's so much more to and in this life. It's taken me years to realize that in my own life. But what a journey. What a savior. And what a great God we have. There is none like him. No other gods have sacrificed themselves for the people. Rather, the gods demand the sacrifice of the people. No other God has ever left heaven as ours did, because they themselves cannot approach the gates of heaven for their false teachings, and their own rebellion against God keeps them from entering. There is none like him. He is our strength, our hope, sustenance to our bodies and souls. He, his word, is living water, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the mighty God, wonderful counselor, everlasting father, and prince of peace. From Isaiah 55, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not as your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so my word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of the briars the myrtle will grow. And this will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. This is his promise to you, a promise of rest and peace. This day may peace be known by you. The world will not know it. Do not look for it there, but you, that you may know it, by your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord feed you a bowl full of tears and pour you out so that you may see the errors of your ways and the sin that you hide within. The battle within is not of you and the Lord. It is of you and your old sinful nature. The Lord will direct, but he will not force. He will answer, but not always in ways you may recognize at first or may have not been known to you before. He will let you have time to ponder, to reflect, and to encourage you to seek the ancient paths, those that wisdom has traveled on and experience cautions against. And so whether your birthday was 4716 BCE, or November of 2022. The hearts of men need renewing, restoring to the moment of creation's first breath. It's possible for every and anyone to come to the Lord. There are truly none that are so bad that they cannot be revived and restored. Do not take with you that which burdens you in this life into eternity, for that is the only thing that will transcend the natural spiritual barrier, the record of what you have done in this life, whether good or bad. Rather, let the blood of Jesus be the cover over those sins that burden you, and they all should. and let the Holy Spirit teach you the ways of God. What pleases the Lord, you will soon find that those same things are pleasing to you. You don't give up or lose anything or any battles, but you will always gain and grow, learning to leave the temporary for the eternal. Everyone seeks peace on earth, but few will submit to God to find it. And there is no other with the power and freedom that comes from the Lord being in your life and leading it. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Peace of mind and in soul comes upon the child of God. For unto us this day in the city of David a child is born. And praise God for what he has done because of his love for us, even before we knew him. He knew each of us, and yet he loves us. Amen and amen.